Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we continue our passage, Luke chapter 4. We're going to be looking at verses 28 through 30. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. Jesus has just read from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, and said that passage applies to him, and the people were furious when they heard that. And they got up and they drove him out of the town, and they took him to the brow of a hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right, think about this, he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Today we accept the virgin birth as foundational to our faith, but in that little town of Nazareth, Mary's pregnancy was whispered humiliation from father to son, from mother to daughter. Philip Yancey explains it this way. 9 months of awkward explanations, the lingering scent of scandal. It seems that God arranged the most humiliating circumstances possible for his entrance. When the Son of God became a human being, he played by the rules, harsh rules. Small towns do not treat kindly young boys who grow up with questionable paternity. The scent of scandal followed Jesus throughout his life, particularly in Nazareth. So when he read the scripture in his hometown synagogue about the coming Messiah and applied Isaiah's prophecy to himself, those in his hometown, those who heard him say that, were furious. How could Jesus, who grew up down the street, be the Son of God? The worship service ended with Jesus being driven out of town to the nearest cliff. Preconceived notions form a barrier to understanding. Something you heard in Sunday school or from your parents or friends may be keeping you from grasping the person of Jesus. So here's the issue. Have you fully embraced Jesus as the Lord of your life? Have you fully embraced Jesus as the Lord of your life? If you'd like to have a conversation about that, email us at info@ronmoore.org. info@ronmoore.org. Father, I don't have to try to throw Jesus off a cliff to reject him. So open my eyes to see Jesus in his fullness, and then help me bow before him every day in every area of my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.